Next, on the 5 o'clock report.
Narrow the wealth gap between whites and blacks.
J&J must pay 20 women who claim the health giant's talcum products cause their ovarian cancer.
80% of large businesses say many of their employees will be able to work remotely.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Family Life News anchor Sarah Harnish. We start with persecution of the church right in our own backyard. Old Paths Chapel in Perry, New York was fined by officials in December for exceeding capacity and having a non-essential gathering. Then after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that charges on church capacity were against the U.S. Constitution, the county changed the charges to violating mask wearing and social distancing rules, so they could still face the possibility of fines. The church has been through several hearings, including one this afternoon at 1 p.m. done in Warsaw Court. We have just gotten the lawyer in this case, Carl Schwartz, on the phone right after the hearing wrapped up.
The government during the holiday season passed chose in a local county to go on a church's website and to look up pictures of the people of the church at one of their holiday services where they were not wearing masks and were not socially distant because they were having a worship service together. And the government printed the photographs and then brought an action through the county leadership against the church. And the clients called me wanting to know what to do, and I suggested that if they were brave enough and had enough courage to stand up to the government, that they should and allow us to proceed with a hearing, refuse to pay the $1,000 per day fine, and push back on the threat that they were going to lose their certificate of occupancy. And so that's what we did. We had a hearing. The state's examiner found against the church and for the government, as I expected they would. And in response, we appealed that decision with an Article 78 lawsuit, which cited the U.S. Supreme Court's case in the Roman Diocese Catholic Church versus Andrew Cuomo, which last Thursday went to the United States Supreme Court and ended up with a favorable ruling for churches upholding our rights and privileges, even as against emergency measures taken by the government during pandemics.
Thank you, Carl. Again, Old Paths Chapel in Perry, New York, in court this afternoon. So far, the outcome favorable for the church as they fight for their rights during the pandemic. President Biden is in Oklahoma at this hour, delivering remarks on the 100th anniversary of the race massacre that left Tulsa in ruins. His speech began at 4:15. That massacre left 35 city blocks burned in 1921, 1,200 homes destroyed, 400 houses looted. Historians believe the death toll from that massacre in 1921 was 300 people. The record books show just 36 dead. The city of Tulsa put together a documentary of first-person accounts of people who lived through the riots that week as Oklahoma started the process of desegregation.
Firing all over the city of Tulsa.
They said, "We're going to burn your house."
Our home was right here on the front lines, and I had to run across the wild folks were shooting at us to try to get out of the way. I'm living in hope that we're going to have a better world. We're going to have a better world to live in.
Here are the details from the president's speech.
The White House says the measures will help narrow the wealth gap between whites and blacks. One aims to address disparities in home appraisals, pointing to a 2018 Brookings Institution study that reported homes in majority black neighborhoods were devalued. The administration says it will also steer more federal contracts towards small, disadvantaged businesses and resurrect a fair housing rule put in place by Barack Obama.
There's no word if Biden will offer reparations to all those that survived the massacre and are still alive. Now to Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court says Johnson & Johnson must pay $2 billion to women who say its baby powder was contaminated with cancer-causing asbestos.
The justices sided with a lower court in Missouri that said J&J must pay 20 women who claim the health giant's talcum products caused their ovarian cancer. J&J argued in its appeal that the lower court ruling was at odds with independent safety reviews, but the high court ruling cited evidence that J&J knew its products contained asbestos and misrepresented their safety for decades.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler reporting. A scare involving a cat shut down an entire school in Pennsylvania today. West Scranton High School, the dismiss students at 11 a.m. after they believe they saw a bobcat loose in the school. Animal control officers were able to track the cat in the building, and they took it to Griffin Pond Animal Shelter. The cat was identified through a microchip, and it turns out it was not a bobcat, but something called a clouded jackcat, an exotic breed that resembles a bobcat. This particular cat has been missing for 3 months and will be reunited with its family after this morning's scare in West Scranton. 877 students and 77 teachers sent home for a kitty this morning. A new intelligence report is lending credibility to the lab leak theory as the possible explanation for how the coronavirus got started in the first place. Here's Kentucky Congressman James Comer.
The public is demanding answers. This took a year of most people's lives. It's disrupted our economy. At the very least, we're going to find out that China covered up what they knew. China's going to have a lot of explaining to do.
And so does the mainstream media for its coverage of COVID's origins. ABC's Jonathan Carl admits they got it wrong by dissing Donald Trump, who months ago suggested the lab leak theory.
We need to know how it started. And yes, I think a lot of people have egg on their face. Some things may be true even if Donald Trump said them.
Egg on face, you betcha, but you're not going to see much in terms of accountability or real apologies from publications and news outlets, because that just ain't in the DNA anymore.
That's media critic Joe Concha. Remote working is working just fine for a lot of people, and companies seem to be okay with it for a while.
80% of large businesses say many of their employees will be able to work remotely at least 3 days a week as the coronavirus pandemic eases. That's according to a conference board survey of hundreds of human resource leaders.
And there are plenty of companies looking to fill openings.
7 in 10 employers say they're having trouble hiring skilled workers. That's in high demand areas ranging from information technology to sales and marketing to manufacturing. The Manpower Group research finds that 69% of global companies are having difficulty finding workers with a good blend of technical skills and human strengths, including stress tolerance and reliability. During the pandemic, more than a third of employers increased their digitization, leading to more polarization between those with the skills to handle technical disruption and those who don't have them.
Meanwhile, Sam's Club is bringing back its Taste and Tips program after a 14-month hiatus. That means free samples and demonstrations returning to store locations across the U.S. Target just announced today it's reopening its fitting rooms, and Walmart increasing store hours. And Major League Baseball is back in Buffalo, and there will be fans in the stands tonight. It marks the first time in more than a century that has happened in the Queen City. Jeff from Newfane can't wait for the first pitch.
It's pretty big for Buffalo. I think it's going to bring a lot of fans. And hopefully one day MLB can bring down a team in an expansion draft.
It's been 105 years since fans have been able to watch a Major League Baseball game in Buffalo. The Toronto Blue Jays are playing their home games at the field. They host the Miami Marlins tonight. First pitch set for just past 7 o'clock. That's a check of the news. And now let's get a check of the forecast. Much warmer than it's been the last week. Here's our own Kevin Williams.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. But call for tonight, some clouds, starlight, and comfortable. Low temperatures, generally low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, some sunshine for a while, but turning out mainly cloudy. During the afternoon, a shower, a thundershower around, a high in the 70s. Cloudy on Thursday with showers and rumbles and high temperatures in the mid-60s to the middle 70s. And it warms up thereafter Friday, heading into the upcoming weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Next at 5, Family Life's Bob Price speaks with Congressman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania about the origins of the coronavirus. He speaks about new legislation that would allow U.S. citizens to sue the communist country if it's discovered that they covered up how the pandemic got started.
So I certainly would support that, especially if there was something that was willful that was done by China, either on purpose or, quite frankly, kind of malpractice in terms of how they managed their laboratory that could be proven, that shows that's how this virus got out into the local community and eventually spread all around the world, taking so many lives, including so many here in the United States.
Yeah, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, not far from that wet market where initially they thought this plague started. In your opinion, is this a form of biological warfare if it is found out that China leaked this out of a lab and then tried to cover it up?
Well, if it was willful and purposeful, then the answer would be yes. If I suspect it was not. I do believe that this lab where they were studying the coronavirus, I think there's a lot of credibility to the thought that it came from this lab. I'm not of those from a conspiracy perspective that thinks that this was purposely leaked.
Yeah.
You know, somebody working at that lab came in contact with it without the proper protections and precautions and became that, I guess, the ultimate super spreader.
Well, 500,000 dead Americans and 3 million worldwide, and what the effect this has had as on our economy and our way of life. Boy, I tell you what, I hope we do get to the bottom of this. I need to get your thoughts, though, on what the president did when he took office. He shut it down. Mike Pompeo's probe into this at the direction of then-President Trump. Everybody thought, and anybody that thought that this was man-made was crazy just a few weeks ago. All of a sudden, everything's changed. Social media, Facebook says it's not going to ban people who dare talk about this now. So all of a sudden, there's been a 180-degree about face. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I think President Trump was actually spot on. He showed ultimately great leadership and taking the actions he did early on. Despite the fact we've lost so many lives in this country, I think the death toll would have been closer to what was originally estimated to be in the millions. If President Trump would not have done what we now know, only as of recently, was the most prudent thing of shutting down travel. And so I do think we absolutely need to get to the bottom of exactly what happened. And if for no other reason, into making sure that nothing like this happens again. Mm. You know, we need to learn from the experience. We need the facts. We need the evidence. Exactly how did this virus get its start? Because there are many different viruses that are out there. We've seen that over the course of even just our lifetime in different parts of the world, especially in Africa, where viruses have devastated populations.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that Kentucky Senator Rand Paul said if had this been the SARS virus, which the mortality rate is so much higher than COVID, there could be not 3 million, 50 million dead people on this planet. It is scary to think about, but they're involved in this kind of research that they've been doing, these genetically modified viruses. They're doing this research still today in China, and you mentioned that this could happen again.
Absolutely. When you think about it, you know, these viruses today, they have the ability to travel to the speed of jet airplanes, which means they're going to circle the globe in hours, if not days.
That's Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson speaking with Family Life's Bob Price. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Time next for your nightly business report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were mixed on the day as U.S. manufacturing data exceeded estimates, but weak spots in unemployment figures continue. Manufacturers are struggling with material shortages and labor constraints, and crude continued its rise to almost $68 a barrel. The Dow today up 46 points, the Nasdaq losing 12, and the S&P 500 dropped 2. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Finally, at 5, a 19-year-old robber picked the wrong Airbnb to break into last week. It was filled with police officers in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that were there for a training program.
This silly guy found the one Airbnb in all of downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin, loaded with cops. He woke up in handcuffs.
Not the best day for that criminal. And that is the world that we live in on this, the first day of June. 20 more days until the official start of summer. Thank you for listening. I'm Anchor Sarah Harnish, and this is Family Life News.